know something? Not only are we going to New Hampshire, we're going to South Carolina and Oklahoma and Arizona and North Dakota and New Mexico. We're going to California and Texas and New York. We're going to South Dakota and Oregon and Washington and Michigan. And
I am bisexual. I'm fabulous.
White House.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to a special episode of Carlito's Prank Call Shenanigans. Hosted by Carlito. I am by myself at this time. If anybody would like to join me on Skype, you can do so. Hit me up on Skype if you have me. If you're already on my Skype list, then you're approved to be on Probable. And I don't really have a plan. I'm just going to do like an hour or so. The issue here being that I go into surgery on Friday, and I don't know, just with my luck, I'm going to be out for like months again. Because I'm just, you know, I know for a fact I'm going to do a show Sunday. And I'll have family coming in from out of town in the next few days afterwards also to help me out with my recovery. So even if I wanted to do a show, I might be indisposed. So I don't know. I mean, you guys know my luck. You know, in August when I tried to do this, I thought I was going to come back in 3 or 4 days, and it was like a month and a half. So there you go. Hence me doing a show now, just in case. Friday morning is my surgery. Wish me luck. And I say we just get right into the prank calls, I guess. Real quick, madhouselive.com is my website. And we are broadcasting on the Madhouse Radio Network. Prankcallnation.com is the main machine. Prankcallnation.com. Subscribe to the podcast and all the different services and join the chat room at that website. We have shows every night. We are also on Blue Planet Prank Radio. That's blueplanetprankradio.net. What's up to Ted Webb? Thank you for letting me be on your network. And a big hello to everyone listening to the best prank call shoutcast station in the world. Over at Blue Planet Prank Radio. The best prank call one, yes. Indeed. We're also on the Cacti Radio Network and on the PCN. There is a PCN shoutcast. If you're having trouble tuning in to Mixlr because you have a slow connection, like on a mobile phone or at work or something like that, it's much easier to tune in using Shoutcast. At the time being, because of changes Mixlr did, we are not able to host a 24-hour rotation. So all the Shoutcast is up 24/7, but it plays silence unless someone is on live. So it's basically just a lower bandwidth version of what's playing on Mixlr. Which kind of sucks, and it sucks because we don't have a rotation on Mixlr anymore. We got a lot of listeners through that. Mixlr had reached out to us saying that they were going to put a fix in. They did it, and Brad said he's the one that runs the rotation. He said that it still wasn't working right. Whenever a host wanted to go on live and they would connect, anyone who was already listening to the stream on Mixlr would not switch over to the new host. It would just keep playing rotation, which is not a good thing. It was kind of surprising it worked in the first place. I think maybe we might be able to reach out to Mixlr again, see if they can try to fix it again. They seem to be open to the idea of fixing it, because it behooves them to have us being able to play something 24/7. I mean, it's good for them, I should say. Behoove, whatever. I use that word way too much. Alright, let's go to the swap shop. Someone has a 97 Subaru Outback for sale.
Hello.
Yeah, hi. You got a Subaru Outback car, machine, vehicle with tires?
Yeah.
Yeah? This has nice tires on it?
Yeah, it's got good tires on it. No, I mean, it's a good vehicle, period.
How new is the tires?
Well, I mean, they're not that new, probably about 6, 7 months old.
Oh, shit, damn it, right? Fuck, that's...
Well, I mean, they're new, but, I mean, they're not, you know, because we ain't really put no hardware and tear on it. But, I mean, other than that, the transmission's good.
Yeah.
And,
how many miles? How many miles on that motherfucker?
I don't even know how many I have wrote down, man.
You don't know the mileage of the car and you're selling it?
Well, I mean, I just haven't wrote it down yet. You know what I mean?
Can you go out of the car, go check the mileage real quick for me, boy? And I got to find out now. I got to know this stuff now. And I know you feel. I was getting ready to take a shit myself, but I got to get a car machine, you know? My bowels are loose.
All right, well, let me... Go do that, and I'll call you right back.
No. I'll stay on the line. Don't hang up. Mr. Presumption, I have to call him back, because he can't call me back. There's no calling me back. He ain't gonna pick back.
But the person you called has a voice.
He's a dick box.
Hello.
Yeah, you're looking for a Winchester mod piece of shit?
I'm looking for the barrel, a slug barrel.
Yeah, I got all that shit, motherfucker.
Hey, listen, if you're going to talk like that, I'm not interested.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's just the way I talk to friends. I'm sorry. I didn't mean nothing by it, damn it. You know, it's just the way I'm sorry. I respect you. How much?
I'm looking for a model 1300 slug barrel rifled.
It says 1300 in the ad, damn it.
Yeah, 1300.
You said 15.
No, they don't make a 15.
Well, you said 15 twice now to me in a row.
Well, I'm saying 13.
It sounds a lot like 15. You got a problem talking, I think. You got a hair lip? No.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm sorry, sir. Maybe you're epileptic or something. I don't know. So it's the 1300. I got it.
Slug barrel, right?
Yeah, that's what I got. Yeah. What'd you want it for, damn it?
I want a rifled slug barrel.
Yeah, but what are you going to do with it?
I'm going to use it for hunting deer.
Okay. Have you had good experience with the Winchester Mod 1300 rifle?
Yeah.
All right, I just want to make sure it goes to a good home, you know?
And where are you located?
I'm in Bull's Gap.
I'm in Rogersville.
I work in Rogersville.
Okay.
I work in Rogersville. I live in Bull's
where
Gap.
Do you work?
I work at Horse Machine Ranch.
Okay, I don't know what that is.
I have a ranch called the Horse Machine Ranch. It's brand new.
Yeah.
Yeah, we do a lot of fucking there.
Wow.
And we record it on video.
I don't know. Never heard of it.
Mm-hmm. You want to come by, I'll give you the address. You come by if you want. But you have to...
What are you asking for the barrel?
150.
Nah, that's a little more than I want to spend.
What are you looking to spend, boss? I'll make you a deal. Make you a deal, goddamn.
Around $100.
$100? You got it. Yeah. $100.
Okay, it's a blue barrel, right? Blue?
Yeah, it's a blue slug barrel, motherfucker. Yeah.
Okay, it's rifled, too, right?
Yep, it's rifled. Nice and clean rifled. Yep, yeah, it's got a lot of lubricants on it.
Whereabouts...
Horse Machine Ranch. It's a pornography ranch here. We just film a lot of scenes here, a lot of bestiality scenes with girls and guys.
Yeah. I'm not interested in that. I'm just want to just stop by and take a look at that barrel.
Yeah, I'm just letting you know what the business is. See, that's what I was trying to tell you, but you kept talking over me, fucker.
Yeah, that's all right.
Is that you have to have an open mind when you come here, because there might be gay men or, you know, black women, lesbian women. I mean, we do... We're recording. I mean, you're welcome to come in and watch the fucking if you want to, you know.
No, that's all right. I just want to see the barrel.
All right. You got a big ass on you?
No.
You got a nice bubble butt? Maybe we can get one of the guys to ride it.
Listen, I'm not interested in the barrel if you're going to be like that.
Okay. No, I'm not going to be like that.
I don't need the barrel that
bad.
Right.
You're a married man?
Yeah.
Oh, but if you were single, maybe, right? Maybe if you were single.
This is not going anywhere. This ain't going to be
you,
good.
All right, you want to just meet at Walmart then? Walmarts?
Yeah, that'd be good.
Which Walmarts?
The one in Rogersville.
Okay, we can do that, yeah. Are you from, like, Italian? You sound like you're from New Jersey. You sound like Dwight McClanahan.
No.
No?
Connecticut.
Connecticut? Oh, you're a fucking Yankee?
I'm a Yankee, yeah.
I ain't selling you shit, motherfucker.
All right. Okay, all right. No
fuck
problem.
You. Fuck you. Get out of my land, motherfucker. Fucking Zolar.
Hello?
Yeah, you got that fiddle.
You what, brother?
You got that fiddle?
I got that fiddle.
Nice, nice. That's good. And how much is you looking to... sell that motherfucker for? Huh?
Do what?
How much you's looking to sell that motherfucker for?
Clean up your talk and I'll talk to you, man.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought we was a friend.
Huh?
I was just talking like you was a friend, brother. You called me brother. I was like, all right, bro. Like my friend, you know? That's how I talk to my friends. What?
Clean up your mouth, and I'll talk to you.
All right. I'm sorry, damn it. I'm sorry. So, how much?
250.
You got that fiddle right now?
Yes, sir.
Can you play a little bit just so I can hear it? You know, I just want to make sure it's got a nice, rich tone on it. You said
no,
it's... You said
I can't play it.
Huh?
I can't play it and hold the phone, brother.
Huh? Well, put the phone on speakerphone.
I can't do that. I'm an old man. I don't have to do stuff like that.
Now, looky here, you motherfucker, you. You want me to just come over there and see the fiddle then? You want me to see it? Oh, I should not have cursed. He's an old man. That's Milkman. Yeah.
Hello?
Hi.
Yeah.
250, you said, right?
That's right.
All right, I'll be
clean. Where you located?
I'll be clean. I'm in Rogersville.
You're in Rogersville, okay?
Yeah. You want to meet somewhere, or you want to just me come over your house and see your private parts? Hello? I guess he heard private parts. Damn it.
Message system 4234.
Okay. So we have goats and chickens for sale. They also have 2 does and 1 buck. Milk breeds. Yeah, get some milk from that buck. Alright. Roosters for sale. Hey.
Hello?
Hey, how are you? Hello?
Okay.
Good, yay. You have goats and chickens for sale?
Yes, I do.
Okay, now I noticed you got 1 buck. Is that, I'm guessing that's a deer buck machine?
1 buck goat.
Oh, buck goat. Okay, good. And these are milk breeds, right?
Yes.
All right. How much milk does the buck produce? Because I can jerk them off and get the milk, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, how much milk does the buck produce, do you think? How big are his sexual organs?
I don't know. They look good. They work. That's all we know.
He has working sexual organs?
Yes.
Okay, and the females do too?
Yes.
How often they go in heat?
They only go in heat in the fall. They're like deer.
Oh, yeah. I like the sounds of that. They got all frisky. Hello? They get all frisky?
Do what?
They get all frisky in the fall?
Yes.
How much urine do they produce?
I have no idea.
What about feces?
No, I don't know.
Do you let them roam around, or do you have a little stable for them, like where baby Jesus was born, like a manger? God damn it.
Hello?
Yeah, I was calling about them goat machines.
About what now?
The goat machines. They've got them two female, one male goat machines.
Goat machines?
Mm-hmm.
You mean goats?
No, well, where I'm from, anything living like that, you call it a machine, you know? Like a goat machine.
I think you got the wrong number.
You got goats. All right, you got just goats. Is that what you want me to say? Click. Oh, click. Mistress Morgan has sent me a Twitter account. It looks like a lot of people post off of there. It's called American Classifieds. Yes, awesome. This is awesome. I'm gonna get, with your permission, may I bookmark this? Because I'll keep hitting this up. This is like Swap Shop, but even better. Because it's updated more often, it looks like. Wow. All right, we'll do one of these. Who needs Dwight anymore to get numbers or lonesome? Carpet cleaning, April specials, three-room machines in hall, $69. Three rooms in a hall. So if you're going to do living room, dining room, you can get the hall and then like one more room like your family room. 69. They don't touch the rooms. So fuck the rooms, right? You don't want to get those steam cleaned. You don't really need to. Maybe once every 10 years you steam clean the rooms. Maybe the guest room. But... blah, blah, blah. Buy three rooms, get one free machine. Water extraction. Yeah, in case there's an emergency. It happened my house twice when I was growing up as a kid. Pipes burst two different times and we had to call the insurance company. They'd send a water extraction disaster company. It was fun. We get new carpet. I really think my dad did it on purpose to get new carpet and paint in the house sometimes. It was like a reverse arson job.
Hello?
Yeah, hey, how you doing?
Hey, what's up?
Oh, yeah, man, I got a problem. I got water. I got water in my entire house. 3 inches, motherfucker. Oh.
What are you doing?
Yeah, what the fuck do I do? Like, you do water extraction?
You there?
Yeah.
What's up, Dave?
Do you do water extraction? Like,
yes,
just...
Dave, what's up, Dave? Chain, what are you doing?
What? Oh, hey, it's David. Hey, motherfucker. Hey, how you doing, motherfucker? How you been, man?
Pretty good. What's up, dude?
Not good, man. I've been drinking tonight. I've been drinking tonight and drunk dialing everybody.
Well, I know all that.
Yeah. Have you ever done that?
Oh, no. Never have, man.
Oh, did I say... I really hope I'm not saying anything embarrassing, you know?
Oh, it works out.
Oh, man. And then I'm in my underwear right now.
Oh, really? Oh, man, that's awesome.
In my computer chair. I'm in my underwear. And my penis, like, it pokes out of the hole.
Well, that ain't good.
I started I made my little dick hole talk. I made it go me 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 like that. It was so funny.
Oh yeah, that worked. Yeah, oh, that's fantastic. Really,
it was so funny. Oh, you tell everyone about this. All right, so that guy's gonna be real embarrassed in the morning. Shit, that's fucked up. Some guy. Yeah, he called me. He said he was playing with his dick hole. He was drunk dialing everybody. Love it when that shit happens. Oh, man. I remember once there was a prank I did. Don't know where, don't know when. But it was a restaurant. I know that. And the girl I'm talking to, she's like, is this so-and-so? I'm like, yeah. She's like, oh, my God. What's wrong with you? Like, you're a stupid cunt. She's like, oh, my God. She turns around. She's like, so-and-so said stupid C-word. And they hung up. Oh, boy. It sounded like he was a co-worker of theirs on his day off. He probably came in the next day. Like, well, dude, like, you really called whoever a cunt? No, I swear I didn't. No way. No. Hello? Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hey, you have a Mercury Grand Marquis? Marquis?
Yes, I do.
Yeah? That's good. Does it smell nice in there?
Yeah, it's a... Have you seen it at the church where I have it parked?
Yes,
I have. Or did you read about it in the... Okay.
I saw it at the church, and I'm asking, you know, the inside, because I tried to open the door, and it was locked.
Yeah.
And I even started kicking on it a little bit.
Yeah?
So I need... No, really, I actually dinged it pretty bad. Okay. Yeah. But I was asking about the interior, though, since I couldn't get inside.
Okay.
All right.
Gotcha. As far as I know, it's still in pretty good shape. I've been working out.
Does it smell good? Does it smell good inside? Because I tried smelling through the cracks, and I couldn't really get a good whiff.
Yeah, as far as I know, it smells pretty good, yeah.
All right. Was this your car?
I'm sorry?
Was this your car?
Yes, it was.
All right.
I bought it new back in 08, and I ran it for 200,000.
Oh, shut up. Did you do a lot of alone driving in it or with anyone else?
It was mostly alone, yeah.
All right. Did you do, like, because I want to, did you do a lot of porking in it? Any porking?
I'm sorry, yeah. I'm not getting you here.
You know, any fucking, you know, any fornicating in it? Did you get it?
Not that I can remember. I'm an old guy, so I probably didn't.
It doesn't work anymore?
I probably don't. Wouldn't have remembered it anyway.
It doesn't work anymore?
Not very much.
Oh, that's too bad. All right. Did you masturbate inside the car?
Probably did.
All right. Okay, did you do a lot of farting in it? Fuckin's alright, jerking off's alright, no farting. Alright, he's ignoring you. Fine. Ignore me all you want. History will absolve me.
My name is...
Okay, waiting for Twitter page to... There we go. Thank you, Twitter. All right. 1962 International Diesel Tractor. Damn, that's old as fuck.
Follow the railroad track straight into a town called Beaver Mill.
I'll try them again.
Or you can take the bridge at the fork in the road and save yourself.
Forwarded to an automatic voice message.
I wouldn't go that way if I were you.
It's a topsy-turvy world. It may be the problems of two people don't amount to a hill of beans, but
This is our hill, and these are our beams.
A 48-inch Atlas machine? I think that's like a working-out machine.
Gets me off a murder charge.
Whatever, a gym machine,
son of a bitch,
exercise machine. Did I just say working out machine? Yeah. What's going on?
Nobody near. I have somebody's ass for this.
Perhaps you heard that.
Oh, it's the same number for a different item. Never mind.
We had to sleep on the floor last night.
We got an 88 Suburban under 130k miles.
Well. Somebody answer me.
You got lost.
Lost?
Damn. Here's a house for sale. Never mind, no phone number. Fuck it. Here is a Terry fifth wheel, 28-inch. Needs. What the fuck is a... I thought fifth wheel was like a bad thing to be.
I'ma do this in G minor. It goes lost in the season, running out of choices. Hard to cope with these
fifth wheel
voices.
It's
hopeless, I got problems with authority. It's like the moral of the story is calling me with silly pranks.
Oh, I forgot I asked if people wanted to be on. Let me see. I think General Awesome said he does.
Fix these plans. I got hopes and dreams, son, rolling downhill. And the years from that time apart. Pull my guns out, shooting at the TV.
Hello.
So hey, how you doing, boy?
Let's okay. See,
you got a fifth wheel?
Yeah, I have a fifth wheel trailer.
So it's a trailer. What's a fifth wheel trailer exactly? I want to make sure I got the right thing here, you know, on my Windows 95.
Okay.
Windows 95.
Now, what this is, it's not a fifth wheel, it's a gooseneck. What it is, it's a travel trailer.
Okay.
You know, it's not a car trailer, nothing like that. It's a travel trailer.
It's a travel trailer?
Yes, sir.
All right. Can you fuck in it?
Can you what now?
Can you fuck in it? Hello?
I'm sorry. I don't quite understand what you're saying.
Well, I mean, what can you do with the trailer? How much can you put in that shit?
No, it's nothing like that. It's a trailer that you sleep in, to vacation in, stuff like that you live in.
Is it the kind with the accordion top that goes...
No.
Fucking.
No, right. It's the wrong one.
But you can do some. You can do fucking in it, right?
No, it's not that kind of trailer. Thank you.
Oh, you can't have fucking. It's not that kind of trailer. That was an interesting sounding chap. Oh, man. He sounded like the black guy from Family Guy, whatever that guy's name is. I don't watch that show that much. What's his name? Washington? Cleveland? Hey, I gotta go get water. I thought I filled my jug of water, but I didn't. So I'm gonna go do that. I'll play a song. We'll listen to this song while I go grab some water, and I'll be right back, and we'll do more calls. Yay! Hey, I'm back! Yay! Back to them prank calls. Don't trust these girls who act too kitty. Cats and dogs, scuffles, scraps, all shapes and God can't see. Sprigs for sale. Nice. What's a sprig? Tifton and Coastal Planning available. Alright, so this is for sprigs of trees that become bigger. Mama and baby. Mama trees become bigger trees. What? Anyway.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message.
There is no answer. Hey, Nick.
Hey, went down the wrong place. What's going on,
man? That was kind of weird and gross. I thought I'd just see if you wanted to join. That's all right. General Awesome's here. Hey, Awesome.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, I'm good. Thank you. I'm doing prank calls. Angus Bulls, range raised. No phone number. Never mind. Stupid. Assorted BMWs, Mercedes, Volvos, and Audis. Nah. This guy says he'll rebuild my automatic transmission.
Yeah.
You know of anyone else, either of you, who would want to be on right now that I can add? Has anyone mentioned that I've missed? Brad didn't
probably respond. Can when he gets back.
Yeah, I can. I'll drop him in here then.
Hello, we are not available now.
Oh.
Please leave your name and.
Trying again. Down for the fam. That's nepotism. I'm repping for Babel, drawn in the defenders' crew. Your press for one of us is assembled. Oh, was this an answer machine anyway? Okay, never mind. Gilly stump grinding? Okay. Grinding stumps for $10. This is pretty cheap.
What's up, General?
Not much, you?
Not a lot.
Found my lighter. Yes. Space tech banana clip all the way high. And the list goes
on. You have reached Chris Windham with Gilly Stump Grinding. Please leave your...
Whatever. Next is a riding mower by the name of Murray.
Hello?
Yeah, you got that riding mower.
I sold it today.
God damn it, you fucking asshole. You know, fuck you for doing that.
Yeah, really. Fuck him, right?
Damn it. Fuck him for not getting mad. I'll have venom I threw at him for nothing. I've been broadcasting for 50 minutes already. Seems like I've done nothing.
Yeah, 50 minutes goes by pretty quick with Paul's, eh?
Yeah. Because it's my day off, that's why shit goes by fast. I'm looking for a Lowe's. I haven't called a Lowe's in a while.
That place has the worst customer service. Lowe's?
Lowe's. It's just, I think part of it might be maybe because it's so big, you think?
Yeah, you know? Probably.
Trying to find someone else. Best Buy used to have that problem, but now they oversaturate their employees. The number of employees sometimes. Before, I remember when I gave a shit about shopping at a Best Buy. I was like, oh, half the fucking wait is finding somebody. That's why I was so happy when they introduced, like, where you could order stuff and go pick it up.
For directions to the store, press 1. For store hours, press 2. To reach a department directly, press 5.
Why did I hit 3? Why? Oh, I don't want that. No speaking English. I don't speak that shit.
Thank you for calling Lowe's.
Department 6.
For information on transferring to flooring, please hold.
Customer service.
I was calling to talk to someone.
Okay.
Yeah. Do you have the tool man there?
Give me 1 second.
Okay. Thank you.
Wonder if his name is Tim.
Al Borland. It was Borland, right? Al Borland.
Tools, can I help you?
Hey, how you doing, boy?
I'm doing fine.
I need you to look up a tool machine.
You got a number?
Yeah. No, I don't have a number. I got the name of it. It's the machine, tool machine.
Is that what it's called?
Tool machine, yeah.
Hold on a minute.
Why? I wish Dialer, you should join me, man. Join the show. But his wife probably be like hitting him with a rolling pin and shit if he did. She's a warrior.
Hey, get on your Dialer.
Yeah, Dialer. Even Dialer. I got.
God damn it.
Enigma, thanks for taking over the podcasting while I'm out. But unless you work something out with Dialer, Dialer's podcast won't get updated on the. Dialer's episodes won't get updated because he just sends. He uploads them to me on a shared Dropbox folder, and I grab them when they update in there. I grab them, throw them up on the site. I'm not going to make you have to go through all that, too. Sorry, Dialer.
It's whatever. If you want me to add them on or just have them send me it, and I'll slide them on there.
Yeah, if you two work it out and you're okay with it, that's fine. If not, I'm sorry, Dialer, but I may be back in a few days and could take it over again. I don't know. I can't guarantee. The same thing goes with the Snowplow show, unless Brad. Unless you know to go and download them as Brad releases them. It's not a big deal. Because here, it's already going out. You know, Dialer's is the problem because he relies on that as his podcast. You know.
Yeah, I'll grab them off his site because then they're edited.
Still there, sir?
Well, I'm waiting and you're being really long time. You're being a long time. Motherfucker.
Three people ahead of me.
Oh, well, I'm on the phone. I'm on the express line, motherfucker.
Pardon me?
I'm on the express line, motherfucker.
No, what did you say before that?
Before that? Oh, that, I don't know. That
no,
I didn't.
It starts with an MF.
You were taking a long time. That's what I said, buddy. I wouldn't say that.
You said MF.
No. Said. No, sir, right. No.
Tool machine. The only thing I have is comes up with tool machine is a rotary floor machine. Is that what you're looking for?
Maybe, yeah, I'll take it. How much is it?
How much is it? There's several different ones.
What's the main machine? The main machine?
So there is no main machine. It's like a rotary floor machine, like a big buffing machine.
Buffer? The buffer machine?
Buffer, yeah.
Okay. Okay, yeah, and what if you type in main machine there for fixing the main machine? Do you find anything?
Nothing comes up.
Sorry? Sir? It comes up?
Nothing comes up.
This is... please, sir, I know you're trying to help me, and I know you're frustrated, but you're kind of being a little ignorant, you know?
I'm kind of being what?
A little ignorant with me, and I don't appreciate... I'm just, you know, can you just be nice to me and help me?
Sure. You asked for a main machine. I told you I don't have one in the system. You asked for a tool machine. I don't have one in the system. The only thing that came up was a rotary buffing machine.
Can you just try a machine by itself and see what happens?
Nothing comes up.
So you're saying you have only... All you have is a rotary tool machine.
You asked me to type in... I can't remember what it was now.
Rotary buffer machine?
That's the only thing that came up when...
yeah, but I said screwdriver. I said analogized screwdriver.
No, sir, you didn't. Who is this?
My name is... Really? You don't believe me, sir? I said automatized screwdriver. My name is Ryan Wormwood, by the way, if you're asking. I'm sorry.
Ryan what?
Wormwood.
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 Okay. Okay, why don't you call back and call customer service?
Why don't you not be ignorant and transfer me? You have a way to transfer, motherfucker, you. Yeah. And we'll be and shit. Song, because it's the end of the song, the call. All right.
Wow.
I guess it was funny.
Thank you for calling Lowe's.
Let's see what department that is. Tools. I think it's five.
For information on deliveries, press 1. For scheduled installation, press 2. Commercial sales, press 3. Appliances,
nope.
Press 4.
7.
Lumber and building, transferring to hardware and tools, please hold.
Baby, baby. Yeah, hi. The man in tools told me to talk to you. He said that you would look up the machine.
Which machine?
Well, I'm calling about the machine. The main machine.
Okay, hold on one moment.
Okay. Let's expect a long hold here, guys. Strap in. Get ready. So how you guys doing there, Enigma? What's going on? How's your song?
Doing good.
Yeah? How's your numbers? Your numbers are good?
Numbers are terrific.
Good.
Okay. Hello.
Yeah.
How about you?
Hey, boy. How you doing?
Hello.
Yeah, hi. Who am I speaking with? Is this Tools?
Yeah. What can I help you with?
Well, you told me to speak to customer service, so I called them, and she said that you had to answer my question.
Sir, I've tried to answer your question, and you've cussed at me twice, I think three times now, and I really don't have to listen to that.
I'm sorry.
If you have a specific question, I will gladly try to answer it.
Okay.
I'm not standing here so you can cuss me out.
I'm sorry, sir. I'm sorry. I understand. I know you're just trying to work and do your second job because you're poor. I'm sorry. So how can I pick up that machine there? Or does it have to be special ordered? Do you have it in stock right now?
Which machine do you want? I have to start all over again.
Well, go ahead and put in the, we already did main machine, right?
Main machine didn't come up. I can remember that one. What was the first one you asked me for?
Oh, what did I ask the first time? See, now you threw me off with your, because you got mad at me. I'm sorry.
You know, I don't know who you are, but if I called your place of work and cussed you out, would you be very pleasant with me?
I get cussed out every day at work.
Well, I don't, and I don't appreciate it.
I know, but honestly, I get cussed out at least four or five times a day by customers. I'm sorry. I mean, it's my job. I'm sorry if you don't like it, but it's part of being good customer service is to deal with asshole customers sometimes. I'm sorry. But I'll take that into consideration, and I won't curse again. I haven't yet. All right, so let's try to figure this out. It was a rotary buffer machine, I think. Can you put in rotary buffer?
It's a rotary floor machine. They start at $959.99 and go up to $1,179.
All right, what are the brand names? You got any Japanese? Japanese brands? And do they run on gasoline or diesel?
The seal on the wall, right underneath.
God damn it.
I'm working with a customer right now. Can you hold on just a minute? They're all Oreck. O-R-E-C-K. All
right, and do they use gasoline or what, propane?
No, they use electric.
Yeah, but how do you create an electrical reaction?
I have no idea. You just plug it in and pull the handle and the machine goes round and round.
Yeah, but you got to plug it into an electrical reactor, right? An electrical source?
Sure. Nuclear would be better.
All right. Yeah, but you can't get that. I can't get the fissible material. Well. Do you have anything like that?
What, fissionable material?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Okay. Well, you're not helping me. I mean, you're supposed. I saw in the commercial you guys were. You'll take the time and explain everything, how to work it and everything.
If I had it, I would.
All right. Well, so you're saying if I go and buy this Oreck thing, that I can call in, you'll give me instructions, or you'll walk me through putting it together over the phone.
Sure. If you need to do that, I'll call back. I'll gladly tell you.
All right. Now I bought something there already. Can you help me put it together now?
You know, I really have a, let's see, one, two, three. I got seven people that really need some help.
Yeah, but those assholes, busy, you know, they're here. Asshole people, you know.
Sir.
What?
I'm going to have to say goodbye.
No, I didn't say it to you, asshole. I said to them, asshole.
I know, but we're not getting anywhere, and I don't know what your game is, but I'm really tired of it.
My game is a big vagina, and the asshole's really close to it.
Goodbye.
Yeah. And pussy.
Wow.
Goodbye.
Wasn't having that shit.
He visualized a big pussy and was like, oh my god.
Hey, I think the real Artie joined IRC.
Oh good, he's been texting me.
Is that him?
Well, he's been texting me the last few days. Probably, might be.
Florida IP.
That would be. Is it a Comcast IP?
Yeah.
Nah, that's
good. The operator, press 0.
Does he know how to register?
Probably not.
For information on delivery, press 1. For scheduled installation, press 2. Commercial sales, press 3. Appliances, press 4. Lumber and building materials, press 5. Flooring, transferring to lumber and building materials. Please hold.
Hey, Artie, if you can hear this, look in the help channel.
In the help channel, Artie. Found help.
I moved him there.
By force.
These phones be ringing today.
Hey, how you doing, honey baby?
Hey.
Hey, can you put me through to someone in Lumberg? Because the phones be ringing, you know?
Okay, hold on one moment.
Yeah, anyway. They do be ringing. I think they all go to her first.
Lumberg's coming.
Hey, how you doing, boy?
What's up, boy?
How much is the wood machine there that you got?
How much is the what?
The main wood machines.
What do you mean?
You know, the main wood machines that you can use for constructing things out of the wood machines.
Are you playing a joke on me, Mike?
No, sir. Yeah, it's Mike. Hey, it's Mike.
I was about to say, like, I know you joke with other people. I was like, okay, so.
Yeah, I've been drinking and drunk dialing.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, and I'm sitting in my underwear now in my computer chair, and I'm just said, I'm going to call, you know?
Okay.
I decided to call, yeah, and my dick is poking out of my boxers.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah. Hey, are you going to tell anybody about this?
No.
Please don't. All right. And would you kiss me? I just want to kiss you.
You're so weird, dude.
I just want to kiss you. I want to kiss you all over your body.
Dude, so weird.
Yeah.
I go back to work.
I want to lick all your dark places.
Stop it. All right, sexual, I got to go back to work today.
How big is your sexual organs?
Oh, my God. All right. I got
to
go, dude.
All right. I'll talk to you later. Bye. That's twice. Twice now. I love it. Creating awkward situations all night tonight. And it helps if I drink water if I take the bottle cap off the bottle, right? Yeah. Okay. Should we call the same one? Another department? Why not?
staring deep into the eyes of the beholder. Another roller
Thank you for calling Lowe's.
Para instrucciones en español, marque 3.
For direct For information on deliveries, press 1. For scheduled installation, press 2. Commercial sales, press 3. Appliances, press 4. Lumber, transferring to appliances. Please hold.
Take it for granted, demand. I'm in the toilet right now. What? Come on.
What?
Really?
It's probably getting around that someone's prank calling. I've already talked to her a few times. Last time I said, hey, honey, baby. She's already like, It's you. It's a bad, bad world. My bust the guy said vagina. Pull a different one. Fuck it. There's plenty of loads.
Wonder if, like, you could call one department, figure out some names there, call another department, get them to, like, fight with each other.
I did that in an Albertsons grocery store. On the show. Yeah, we could do that. Just ask one what's the department and call different and be like, yeah, so-and-so in this department was talking some shit about me. Brad used to do that with Walmart all the time. But they're so fucking big that they never knew each other.
It's crazy. Yeah, that's true. Like, you gotta find one of those stores that's got, like, just the right number of people.
Yeah, a grocery store is just the right number. Everyone knows each other's business at a grocery store. I worked in one for 3 years. But it's crazy to me, having worked in a grocery store for 3 years, and, you know, where all the younger guys, all the younger crowd party together, and then, you know what I mean? Like, we all just talk shit about each other all the time.
I know for a fact it'll work with recreation centers, too, because they usually have a really tight-knit crew.
Maybe movie theaters, but they seem to be like they don't care about their job at movie
theaters. Movie theaters also employ a lot of people these days, though.
Oh, really? Wow. Fucking pirates. All right. Anyway, this should be a different Lowe's. Did you guys want to do? Well,
thank you for calling Lowe's.
General, if you want to do it.
For information. Oh, sure. I don't know what I'm going to say to these guys, but I'll say something.
Press 2. Commercial sales, press 3. For millwork, press 1. Paint, press 2. Transferring to paint, please hold.
All right. Say something. You don't do pranks? You do pranks sometimes, though, Dwight. I've heard you.
What's that?
You don't have to do a call if you don't want.
No, it's been a while. I've had a bad day. I want to talk to someone.
This is Leon Paint. How may I help you?
Hey, is this paint? Do you guys have, like, the unleaded or, like, the ununiumized paint?
I mean, most of our paint meets all California selling standards. For a fact, whether it has that in it, I don't know. I'd have to check.
Because, like, the last time I came there, I bought a can of paint from you guys, and it said something about cancer-causing agents in the can. And, like, that's not cool, man. Like, I don't know. I've got some, like, rash on my arm now. You guys giving me cancer by selling products like that?
It shouldn't be to my knowledge, sir. The only reason they list the most of those is because if anything comes into contact with anything that has cancer, they're supposed to list that as in the potential possibility.
But, like, you're selling cancer buckets in there. Like, how can you do that? Do you have any of, like, the non-cancer paints?
To my knowledge, everything we have should meet all California and health standards.
But it says right here, this is found to be a cancer-causing agent in California. It says it right on it. It's like a purplish-blue paint.
Well, as I said, if it comes into contact with anything that has the possibility of causing, they have to list it by California selling law.
Well, then, like, are you, like, just, like, trying to spread cancer here? Are you some sick fuck? Like, what's your problem, man? Seriously. Selling fucking cancer-causing paint. I'm going to go to the hospital now. You guys going to pay for my hospital bill? My CAT scans?
Would you like to speak to my manager, sir?
Sure.
Just a moment.
Yeah, I didn't know exactly what I would say about paint.
Yeah, that's a weird one. He's still there. That's a good twist. Hello? Well, he's getting a manager. What am I saying? Should we hold or should we kill it?
Your call.
I killed it. We have other departments to go to.
Thank you for calling Lowe's. For information on deliveries, press 1. For scheduled installations, press 2. Commercial sales. For millwork, press transferring to lighting and electrical. Please hold.
Electrical.
Hey, how are you? Is you're the electrical man?
Yeah.
All right. Do you have the lights that go?
The lights that go?
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean?
You hit the button and it goes. You know.
I don't know exactly what you're talking about.
You don't know how
what
they
do you
go.
Mean, No, I'm not so sure what you mean by they go, exactly.
Well, the light comes on and they go.
They go?
Yeah. I don't know how else I could say like, it. I don't know.
You mean by, like, they turn on, you, like, touch the button and it turns on?
They go, no, they, of course they go on. I mean, it's a light. It'd be silly.
Yeah.
It'd be ignorant. But then they go.
Go.
I lost you. You don't know, then. You're just ignorant, I guess. Do you have this one right here? This light that I need?
What kind of light is it?
This one right here. I'm showing it to you.
Showing me? I'm confused. What do you mean by you're showing me?
Well, I'm showing it to you on the camera phone.
This is just a regular phone. It's not a camera phone. It's just a regular like phone.
Yeah, but you should. I mean, all the phones come with a viewer now. You know, they all have a viewer.
No, this is just a regular phone. You know, like the ones. That you hang up and stuff like that.
I don't get it. What do you mean? Turn your viewer on and you can see it. If you put it on speakerphone, can you see it then?
Hold on.
Alright.
No, I don't see anything.
You still don't see it?
Yeah, because this doesn't even have a camera whatsoever.
Nowhere on it.
Okay. What was that?
Nowhere on it, no. Okay.
Yeah, this doesn't have a camera. Yeah, it's just a regular phone.
Do you have Snapchat?
No, I can't take out my phone, sorry.
No, but do you have personal Snapchat? I'll send it to you.
Yeah, I have a personal.
Yeah, what is it? And then I'll send it to you.
It's Oscar_Tolo.
T-O-L-O?
Yeah.
Okay, Oscar O-S-C-A-R. Alright, I'll Snapchat a picture of it. Do you have Grindr or anything else like that?
No.
Okay, alright. I'll send it to you. Do you have Twitter?
No, I don't have Twitter also.
You don't? Alright, so you just want me to send... Or I'll Snapchat it and I'll call you back.
All right.
How long are you there until?
We close at, I believe, 10 today.
Okay. All right, 10. So you're there until 10. So, all right, not bad. All right, so I'll get that to you then. All right. Okay. All right, I'm going to Snapchat it now. All right, honey?
Okay.
All right, I'll call you back after, and then we can figure this out, okay?
All right.
All right, bye.
Later.
Whatever, go ahead and Snapchat him, guys. I like that he looked. He actually looked. What?
Artie wants you to add him on Skype.
I thought he was already... I think he never got... Let me see. Do you have him added?
I don't know his name.
He's saying... Oh, shit, let me see. Let me go to my contacts. Artie. I gotta find... Can you ask? Oh, here we go. I have an evil Artie that never. I can resend contact requests. There we go. Can you give him a heads up of what it is?
Sure. You want me to PM it to him?
Yeah, just let him know what it is that I've all sent right. him. Yeah. Okay. All right. Moving along. Here we go. Guys,
do you have international at all?
Yes, I do.
So I'm just curious about trying something with Indians. If you tell them. You're charging them under the Dowry Act of 1961. Okay. They might freak out. If you know the history of that, it's basically like really fucked up law. If some woman like accuses anyone of like abusing or oppressing them,
uh-huh.
like she can have she can have that person's whole family go to prison.
What? Okay. Wait a minute. All right. Anyone can do this?
Pretty much the dowry. It's the Dowry Act in India of 1961.
Only women can do this, or men and women can do this.
Pretty much women are the majority of the cases I found, but I'm pretty sure men can do it too.
That's crazy. So based on the dowry system, you can say that someone quote unquote is oppressing you,
oppressing or harassing or something like that. Yeah, I don't remember the exact wording. Here, let me find it.
And it's actually enforced.
Yeah, like people have committed suicide just for being charged under this act.
Holy shit. Okay. That sounds like a good anti-trolling act they could do here in the United States. All right, give me the number. Artie's calling in. Hey, Artie.
Fuckers.
Hey, what's up, fucker?
I'm fucking comatose.
Why? What?
Why do you think?
You're high? I don't know. You're high? You're drunk? I don't know.
I'm fucking stoned.
Alright, I don't know if you do heroin now and stuff. I don't know. I
haven't that shit.
Talked to you in so long. God damn. Get a haircut, too, and see your video.
Fuck you.
I just got a haircut today. Alright, did you send the number? Awesome. Is that the number you posted, or is that someone else?
That's just Guru Aid. That should be toll-free.
Okay. Yeah, I call Guru Aid all the time. Artie, what have you been up to, man?
Just been playing poker, man.
Professional poker?
I was, but I got in with a lot of leeches.
Thank you for calling me, babe.
Went broke.
Technical assistance, press 1.
Wow.
Otherwise, press 2.
I was winning about $2,000 or $3,000 a night, though.
Artie, I think you're going to have to cut your video because it's fucking up my bandwidth.
That's right, man. I just hit call.
I don't know how to do it though. Shit. How do I end video? End video? Turn off your camera. You can do that. You have the ability. See, you're screwing it up. I guess that's it. Alright. Let me try Guru 8 again. General Awesome, say something.
Hello, hello.
Alright, good. Okay. So how does one go about doing professional poker? Did you actually tour like cities and shit? What did you?
Well, I ended up at the World Series last year.
Wow, where was that?
Vegas.
Damn.
I'm about to get re-bankrolled though. I'm pretty excited.
Hello, Guru Aid.
Probably make it back to the World Series this year.
Guru Aid. Guru Aid won't answer.
Did we press one or two?
Well, this time it didn't say anything. First time it was choppy and I didn't hear it.
For calling Guru Aid for technicals.
Yeah, we got through.
Good.
We're back.
Okay. So were you ever up at all? How does that work?
Oh, yeah. I started to play high stakes, and I was pulling like $5,000 a night for like a week. But then I just went bad.
Thank you for calling Guruji, the leaders in independent tech support. My name is Sneha from customer service. How may I assist you today?
Yes, I'm calling to serve you with a notice under the Dowry Act of the 1961 or 62. Are you familiar with this?
We are from Guruji. We are leaders in independent tech support.
In India.
Yes.
I am charging you with the Indian Dowry Act of 1962. Do you know what that says?
No, could you just go ahead and explain me?
Do you know what the Dowry Act of 1962 is?
Dollars you're talking about.
You do? I don't know what you're saying, honey. Do you know what it is? The Dowry Act? Do you understand?
No. So could you just go ahead and explain me that?
All right. Do you know what dowry is?
Give me a moment.
The payment in cash of or gifts given to a bridegroom? Hello?
Okay, but we are from Guru Aid, okay? We are leaders in independent tech support. If anything is wrong with your computer, we can go ahead and fix the issue.
You are from Guru Aid. You are in India. Under Section 406 of the Dowry Act of 1961, we are charging you for, and you will be punished for criminal breach of trust. Your whole family is going to go to prison. You know what happens when people get charged under the Dowry Act.
Section 2. Did she kill herself? Did you say Section 4 you charged her with?
I said 406.
Hello? Hello?
Yeah, this is Section 406, punishment for criminal breach of trust. Whoever commits criminal...
I guess it's a prank.
No, you committed this criminal breach of trust and you shall be punished with imprisonment of either description for a term which may extend to 3 years or with fine or with both. With both, actually, motherfucker.
Ma'am, you also abused his daughter. And for that, we're charging you under Section 498A as well. And this will be involving unlawful demands of property, and all the property of you and your family members will be seized and you'll go to prison unless you're going to come to court and fight this. You and all your colleagues.
I'm so sorry. I'm disconnecting the call from my end. I guess it's a prank call.
It's not
wrong.
A prank call.
Thank you for calling Guru Aid.
It's not.
Have a wonderful day. Bye-bye. Take care.
Mother Chod.
Bye. All right, we'll call back. Talk to someone.
You notice how she was a little worried there? If you get one of the men, they will flip their shit. Tabachi and I had them looking into their phones, flipping them around, looking for cameras and shit.
Oh, shit.
Otherwise, press 2.
Artie, these guys, they're scammer tech support guys.
Thank you for calling Guru Aid Leaders and Independent Technical Support. My name is Rohit from Customer Service. How may I assist you today?
Yes, Robert, I'm charging you with Section 49A of the...
Hello?
Yes, hello. Yes.
Hello, can you hear me? Hello?
Yes, I can hear you. Can you hear me? I'm speaking clearly.
Yes, I can.
Okay.
Now.
I'm charging you with Section 498A and Section 304 of the Dowry Act of 1961.
So, what is my punishment? Honeymoon trip with your mama?
You committed dowry death and you shall be punished with imprisonment, and I'm going to fuck your mom.
Your whole family's going to jail.
My mama.
Distance, press 1. Otherwise, press 2.
By the way, anyone can call them with Skype since it's a toll-free number. It's on their dime.
Haha. I said 1.
you for calling Guru Aid. For technical assistance, press 1. Otherwise, press 2.
Damn it.
Oh, that's it. Subjecting a woman to cruelty. That's the one.
Try one more time. New York, New York, with the snakes in the
snow. Dress sellers meet in the basement. Thank you for calling Guru Aid. For technical assistance,
press... There we go. Finally. Banjo. Art, do you want to talk to Banjo? You can. You haven't practiced in a while. So, did you have a posse with you, like an entourage?
Yeah,
I was supposed to be a part of that posse, man. What happened?
You will be next time.
Whatever. You're a liar.
Bro, there might be a moment's notice. You'll have to fly to Vegas for a final table.
Okay. Thank you for calling Guru Wave Leaders and Independent Tech Support. Name is Gerald from Customer Service. How may I help you?
Yeah, are you girl or boy?
Hello?
Are you girl or boy?
Boy, sir, help me help you.
Oh, you sound like a girl a little bit, though, you know? Do people say that ever? They say yes, ma'am, to you?
Something? No.
No?
No.
Oh, okay. How big are your sexual organs?
Sir, what's your name?
Huh? Oh, my name is Valente. Raj Valente.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Sir. You're going to be charged under Section 498A of the Dowry Act for subjecting a woman to cruelty. One of your coworkers ratted you out. How do you plead to these charges?
What do you do?
I am a criminal lawyer currently in India, and you are being charged under the Dowry Act for subjecting a woman to cruelty. My client here, Raj, is not very happy. You subjected his daughter to cruelty. And the police are on their way. How do you plead to these charges?
What's your name?
My name is Richard. I am a criminal lawyer.
Richard?
Yes.
Can you hold the line, Richard? Can you hold the line for a few minutes?
Okay.
I'll get back to you, sir.
Hurry up.
Banchoed.
What's up, Dick?
Did you go in a limo at all, Artie?
Yeah, bro, that's why I got picked up from the airport in.
Were you popping bottles and shit?
No, I was popping Molly.
That sucks. You should have been popping like rosé and shit, man.
Well, I did my fair share of drinking. I was drunk like half the time.
How about this music, though?
Yeah.
I smoked weed the entire time, too.
Of course. Vegas. Of course. Of course. After. Maybe, do you think that affected your poker play?
It calmed me down, but I've realized that's part of what made me go broke, smoking so much weed. I was smoking, like, through an 8-hour session, I was smoking, like, 5-gram joints. Like, me and my roommates were smoking about 5 ounces a week.
God damn, 5 ounces a week? How many roommates?
Me and 2 people.
3 people smoking 5 ounces a week.
I was smoking about 2 to 3 of that.
God damn.
Lots of blunts.
Well, sounds like it was fun.
Yeah, I don't know if you're going to pick up. Out.
Let's call again. It's Pizza Hut Hawaii still open? I love those cats. It's been a while. Yeah, Artie, we got a network going on, man.
For calling Guru Aid. For For technical assistance, press 1.
Well, you forgot about
otherwise,
us.
Otherwise, press 2.
We're not cool anymore. We're not your drug-using poker friends. What's up with Tasha? Big Tasha. I'm so her.
You know, fuck her.
Thank you for calling through aid. For technical assistance, press 1.
Welcome to Guru Aid, Leaders in Independent Technical Support. My name is Sunil from Customer Service. How may I help you today?
Hi, Sunil.
Hello.
Hello, your name is Sunil.
I'm sorry?
Your name is Sunil?
I'm sorry, your line is cracking. Can you be a bit slow and help me?
Your name is...
How may I help you?
Sunil.
Yes, my name is Sunil. How may I help you today?
Make computer go.
Do you have any issues with your computer? Well, I would be willing to help you with a technician.
Yes.
What is the issue are you facing, please?
It says really big Ben Chong. It has a picture of your sister bending over. And it's flashing.
Well, this call is not leading.
It says Ben Chod, like that. And it has your sister. Picture of your sister.
Well, this call is not leading anywhere, I'll require to go ahead and disconnect this call. Thank you for calling, Guru, and have a good day.
You chicken. You chicken boy.
Yeah, they're really hit and miss. You can get some guys that get really mad. Others don't.
That's why I keep hitting them up. He wasn't happy about it.
Technical assistance, press 1.
The supervisor must have been close
press
by.
Press 2.
There we go, another one that won't go.
Thank you for calling Guru Aid. For technical assistance, press 1.
Are you thinking about going back to school already, or fuck it?
Thursday, the ghetto
perfume, son of a
baby, press 1. Otherwise, press 2.
Come on, damn it. I need my guru.
Thank you for calling Guru Aid. For technical assistance, 1.
Alright, I give up. We had our fun, but, you know, it won't go down anymore. Anything else, Artie? Dude, seriously? Like, you live like a balling poker player. You were up.
I've been broke for about 2 months now, but I'm about to get back in it in about a week or so.
Is your mom pissed at you and all that shit?
Oh, yeah, she's fucking pissed.
Damn. Wow, man. So what happened with your entourage? Did they just kind of fall off like Mike Tyson's entourage? Like,
nah, they were, like, using me the whole time.
And they just dropped you? Like, after you...
I dropped them.
You dropped them? Because they were using you, damn.
Because I went broke.
Wow. That's cool. Did you go to Colorado at all?
Yeah, like 3 times in the past year.
Nice.
Once for the Cannabis Cup.
Did you go to the Cannabis Cup, or you just...
Yeah.
Wow.
420. It was also Easter last year.
Alright. We're calling another Lowe's. Because fuck it, unless we have any other numbers. You know, weren't you posting a number you said to me? Out of somewhere else? No? Maybe not. Maybe he's gone.
Who?
You. Weren't you posting some another number for me also in the chat? And
I just put one in right now, but I think it's too early for this one.
Alright.
It's an angry British guy.
Fuck it. I don't want to be on super late tonight. I got ankle surgery already. Friday. Again.
You got ankle surgery?
Again, yeah, third one.
Damn, son.
Yeah.
No, I smoked weed with Peter Dante.
I don't know who.
From the Adam Sandler movies.
Okay. Did you mean any celebrities?
Tommy Chong.
Well, that was just at the Cup, right?
Yeah.
That's like me going to a convention center and met Patrick Stewart, you know?
I got a picture of Tommy Chong.
Enigma, that is one fucked up number if that description is accurate.
That's accurate.
Oh, shit. An Aryan Nation dog rapist? Why not?
Yeah, Sloth called him a while ago.
Nice.
A couple years ago.
Alright, we'll try that then. Once again, that's an Aryan Nation dog rapist. Is this confirmed that he is?
Yeah.
Alright.
...to an automated voice messaging system.
Well, is he guilty?
Forwarded automated voice
messaging system. Has he been found guilty?
Is not available. At the tone, please record your message.
If he was and the number was going to go out, I would have let it. Wow, dog rapist. Okay. What's this you chiming? All the Sally sound like you rhyming. It's 10:30, so it's not too late.
How much longer are we going to be on for? I'm going to ask Dashy for a certain set of numbers.
Maybe another 45 minutes or so.
All right.
I have a number I saved that you called, some restaurant, and this guy flipped out on you.
Alright, post it.
Alright. I don't know the restaurant, but I can look it up, but here's the number.
Alright, I'll call it. 610 area code. They're out of business, it looks like.
I have it. It's labeled as Indian guy yells out bastard.
yeah. Hey, that reminds me. Let me call that angry 24-hour one in Vegas. Are you getting it mailed to you now, Artie, or what's going on?
Nah, fuck that shit.
I thought you should have just moved, dude.
I'm going to once I have enough money to get a place out there.
I'll just straight up move to one of the friendly states.
Right to Denver. Must be the violin. Ain't trying to tell you what to do. Mountain views. Fucking beautiful out there.
Alright. Oh, where's this Indian restaurant? If I can't remember it now. Indigo Lounge? No. Mandalay Bay. Where'd you stay at in Vegas?
The Rio and the Palms.
Oh, that's bullshit. Those are shitty ones.
Yeah, I know. Well, the World Series was at the Rio, so...
Okay, I guess that works. All right, well, these are all different ones, but we'll call them. Indian restaurants in Vegas. Yay!
Dude, you haven't gone to a strip club until you've gone to one in Vegas, by the way.
Okay.
India Palace?
Hey, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Oh, well, I want to make an order, but I don't want any bullshit, you know?
What do you mean you don't need bullshit?
Well, I want a nice experience with you. I don't want you to be mean and nasty and dirty.
Okay. Like, what the hell do you mean by bullshit?
Well, because I get a lot of bullshit sometimes from you people.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But you seem like okay boy, you know? You're an okay boy. Alright.
So come to the point, what can I get you today?
One chicken tikka masala, medium spicy.
Okay.
Alright. One papadums.
Okay.
Okay. Do you have any biryani?
Which one would you like?
Chicken?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. One banchod?
Okay.
Okay. One marachod?
Okay.
Okay, and then I want your sister with her big fat ass in front of me when I come there to pick it up. I'm gonna pork her and fuck her from behind while you watch.
Okay.
And you jack off while you watch.
Okay.
Okay, can you do that for me?
Sure.
Okay, alright, how much is that?
It's gonna be $0 for you.
How many?
Because I just fucked your mother and you're my son.
Okay. Alright.
Ooh, he says he's your daddy.
Yeah, zero. That's good. Who's trying to pick back up? Shit. Alright, he ain't gonna pick up now. Here's a different one. Another lung stung in a water bank French. I don't want any bullshit.
Enigma, that sounds awesome.
Yeah.
Also, he has the last three digits of 666. That would be a good number.
Thanks for calling Origin India.
Yeah, hi. I wanted to make an order, but I don't want any bullshit.
Okay. All right. What are you looking for?
I don't want to deal with any fucking bullshit. Is there a man I can talk to? That's the place in Orlando. Or that's the place in Sanford. I remember that. That thing we just posted.
That last one?
Yeah. I don't know if he's open now. It's probably too late.
What was?
It's a Chinese restaurant in Sanford. It's, I don't remember those areas now. 1792 and Lake Mary Boulevard. Where there used to be an Albertsons, you know what I'm talking
about? Wait a minute, is it like an Ichiban?
No, it's like a straight up like China Walk kind of place.
That's fun. You know what's really funny about that?
What?
That's right around the corner from where the dude who was like part of my entourage lived.
Oh, wow.
I was always hanging out over there.
How's Orlando doing? What's up? Did you go on the train? Did you ride the train?
Nah, I haven't really. I've been to Orlando like 2-3 times in the past 2-3 years.
Wow, really? You haven't done the Sunrail? You're right there. You're near it. Where are you?
Nah, fuck that shit. I got a car.
You're at the very top of it, though. I'd ride that shit.
Yeah, there's actually the very
train station. I know.
Yeah.
The Sunrail. That's what it is. The Sunrail. Wow, it was free and shit. I would have gotten high and gone on it when it was free.
I got some. Sorry for interrupting. I got some fresh numbers from Dashy that are looking pretty ripe.
All right. Good, I'll get to those. But I want to try calling this Indian guy. Like, yelled a hap at us. Well, it wasn't us. It wasn't me. It was Slavin. Excuse me. Mr. Sloth and Ice Cubes. She blame it on herself. Cause and effect. Now she calling me. I think, or maybe it was me. Yeah. Nope. I give. We'll go to these numbers from Dashy. We have 5 Washington. Sorry, S Washington. In Detroit. Yeah! Did you get to go to Detroit already? Did you go there?
Nah.
You should've.
I spent about 2 months in Jersey / New York City.
Wow, you never came to see me or not? Wow. Did you go? I was trying to get a hold of you to go to Lonesome Loser's wedding, man.
Yeah, I was going through a lot of shit around that time.
Yeah, I kept trying to get a hold of you. You kept ignoring me. I was very mad at you. But then I ended up in the hospital anyway. So I had to miss it. It sucked.
Fucking leeches, man. They control your life.
Seriously. Yeah. So you would have let me be your entourage. I would have been the head entourage guy, the head posse guy, and this never would have.
No, the head entourage guy would probably be my brother.
Well, yeah, actually, that would have been best. And then me as his enforcer.
Yeah. You'd be Turtle.
No matter where we live.
Forget Zolar. We must be ready all the
time for the atomic. Zolar was the first time I smoked weed.
Zolar was the first. Oh yeah, when he was at my place. Yeah. You heard. That's right. All right, Juanetta, Washington. He These are ghetto numbers. I gotta change the caller ID. Hello. They ain't gonna answer to no 800 number. No 805 number like I got.
There's some great names on this list. Sharonda.
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 I'll talk to Sharonda.
Alright, I've never reset the caller ID to something more permissible. I mean, no sense what I just said, right? What the fuck am I talking about? Here's M. Washington. I hope it's Moses. Mo Washington. Moses Washington. Now this just did. Take
one on the chin. Hip hop mischief. Hello?
I'm looking for Moses Washington.
You got the wrong number.
Is this Washington, Miss Washington?
Yes, it is.
Are you still a whore?
A what?
A whore? Are you still a whore?
No, are you?
Never been. You're a big
now,
whore.
Yeah, you have a good day.
You still a bitch? Oh, I almost lost it right there. Chuckles and laughs from poisonous gas. Second class citizen, take two and pass. Natives are restless, express lane. Got excess maggots to love cocaine.
Hard to maintain, harder to let go. They fucking up my city. That was great. Red trophy, got looped
with it. Pitted against all odds, still committed. If you call this number one more time, I will turn it over. To the police.
Hey,
you have a good day.
Do you have a big booty?
Hey, baby, I bet you got dumps like a truck.
Wow, all right. She said call back one more time. Oh, she must be busy calling the police. You know what? That's all I'm gonna do. If women pick up, I'm gonna ask if they're still a whore. If it's a guy, I'll ask if they're still a motherfucker or something. The next one's Sharonda. Yes. A roof from the
capital with rights to choose. There's also a Shalonda as well. The enemy's
faceless. All right, I'm done trying to get that one. Here, Sharonda. Did you want Sharonda? You said already, right? Stop the presses, looking at the titty. I can't. You're breaking. Do you have internet yet?
On internet. I'm on my laptop.
It's about time.
Hello.
No answer. Went to the answer machine instead. Tracy Washington. Sorrows and unpaid bills. Destination. And this whole this band next city. One, Druveron. Here's the next one. So yeah, already there's a whole network now. Prank Call Nation. We should go to it. Like,
oh yeah,
day.
Man.
Yeah. When you get broke again, maybe you should get some equipment with the last bit of your money and then do a show again. Back in the day.
I'm actually gonna have to replace my laptop screen. I just fucking sat on it.
Oh no.
And guess what? It's a fucking retina display, so it's probably gonna be out the ass.
It went, really? Hey, listen, save the date. I'm having a 12-hour, 10-year anniversary show on July, Thursday, July 16th, from noon to midnight. And I'm going to have all the old-school cats on there for the first part of it. You got to join. You know,
if I'm still in Vegas, you want to do it from Vegas?
Fuck yeah, dude. I need to get like something big popping off for it, man. Are you kidding me?
Fly everyone in.
Yes.
That'd be awesome. It's a waste of time.
Seriously. Professor, I would suck your dick 10 times.
Fuck that shit.
Alright, we'll get someone else to suck your
dick. Talk to Milkman.
Milkman, do it. He's got a nice hat. Hairy ass pussy. Dude, if you could just get us a place to host it at, I'd do my own airfare and get the time off. I don't know how much time we have left, though. When is July? What are we in? April, May, June, July? We got like 3-4 months.
You got a while yet.
I'm about to spend about 40 days in Vegas.
When?
Starting May 26th. I'm going to probably go on Memorial Day weekend, get settled in, because the World Series starts on like the 27th.
Okay. All right. I didn't know you like baseball. That's cool. Whatever. Oh,
it's a poker thing.
The poker thing. Dude, yeah, dude, if you're offering that, I'm not going to say no. Because we get a pretty good... See, that would be awesome going to Vegas. Yeah, PLA's been to Vegas already.
What about me, Akers?
Especially Sundays. Cool gusts. Dude, the Bellagio would be awesome. Yeah.
Cool. Actually, like, there was one day I came back from Bellagio. I just lost, like, $1,000, though. And as the, what are they called? The valet opens my door, I hand him a 20. And he just looks at me, he's like, dude, you're VIP here anytime. He's like, you can skip any cab line. And usually the cab lines are like 40 people deep.
Goddamn. 40 people deep? Shit.
Well, this was during the summer. Like, at night, okay. It can be that deep.
Damn. You went in the summer? That's gonna be hot as fuck, though, right? Outside?
When you're in the casino all the time, it's not that bad.
Yeah, but you had to go outside at some point.
To smoke weed there in the tournaments.
Oh, wow.
So, we may have something interesting. Got a news article in two numbers from Tabachi.
Okay.
KFC plays porn on KFC plays porn on dining room TV in front of shocked Oklahoma family. And he's tracked it down to two locations, two KFC, possible ones.
KFC did this?
Yes.
Okay. Because of their wireless stuff? How did that... I'm confused. Okay.
Call them and ask for porn. Ask for the if they still have porn on the menu.
Yeah.
Ask for certain types and shit.
Here's F. Washington Artie. If you still want to call the ghetto, here it is for you. Prepare yourself.
I'll do it.
Dude, Madhouse 10-year anniversary in Vegas in July 14th. That would be fucking the bomb. That would be so fucking cool. Late sandwich, if a lot of people could show up, that's the whole thing. We could make it happen. We could probably start a GitHub or something, whatever. We could crowdsource.
Well, if I'm balling, then I'll throw down for some airfare for some people.
Yeah, we just need a conference room with some kind of soundproof booth that we can make.
No, we just need a hotel room.
Yeah, but we need a soundproof booth. We're going to do pranks in front of a crowd. Me and Diane figured that out. Yeah, you have to. Nuts.
Dude, that would be awesome, actually.
Yeah,
do
like,
it on
you know, you do your show and everything, and when you go to do a prank, just, you know, close the soundproof booth, do the prank, you know, and then open, you know. Yeah,
speakers outside.
Yeah, with speakers. Exactly, right? That'd be so fucking dope. Prescription brought to you. Anti-anxiety nookie. Sick of these odds. Get a new bookie. Petty little band. Keep it in the houses. You win, bitch. Game. In a Washington. Blouses.
Those Washington numbers are interesting, eh?
Yeah. She keeps on calling me. I would try to hire Johnny Brennan to come out and appear at it. And what's his face? Jim Florentine. Or anyone else who's like on the West Coast. Prank car related. That'd be really cool. I get it to like a conference. Would you fly KDK in for us, Evil Artie? That'd be awesome.
I don't even know who that is.
You don't know. You never. Yeah, actually, I guess.
Like, I've heard him talked about like a lot, but. Yeah. I thought you hated him or something.
Yeah, pretty much. Everyone hates him, but loves him. He's our little shit. Last night I just slayed the cat in the middle of hot I love this.
That wouldn't surprise me. Like, you don't need to sleep out in Vegas. It's crazy. They have to be pumping something into the AC.
Dude, it's the lack of any kind of sunlight when you're inside. You don't see any windows. You don't have any clocks or something. That's what it is. Your circadian rhythm gets fucking destroyed.
Dude, I can pull like 28-hour poker sessions and pull about like $200 an hour through them.
But especially when you're already flying from the East Coast, so you're off time already as it is. You're arriving time confused, and then you don't have, you can't see any light outside and any clocks inside. You're like, ah, fuck it. I could probably go like 30 hours straight awake if that happened to me. I bet. I'd be zombied out, but I could get it done.
You ever done Molly, Carlito?
No, never have done Molly, no. Did you like it? What do you do, a powder form? Is that how you get it?
I've gotten it in like rock form, actually. Like little tiny rocks.
Oh, yeah? And you put it in a pipe and smoke it like tobacco?
No, we just eat it.
You just eat it? Okay.
And it's also in like little capsule form, the same stuff in a capsule.
Does it make you happy or what happens?
It's like euphoric. It's just fun. And it's like an upper, so like you want to go do shit usually.
Wow. And then you play poker?
Yeah, I saw Papa Roach on Fremont Street. Oh, I can't play poker on Molly, but I saw Papa Roach on Fremont Street.
Maybe it's fun. Play poker on Molly. You saw Papa Roach, right? Dude, I haven't heard about that guy. I forgot who he was for a second.
I mean, they were there. Well, we were just walking through Fremont Street looking for some action.
That's so September 10th.
And we walked into the strip club, and my stripper had coke breath, so we left.
Coke breath. Okay. I didn't know there was such a thing. Here's an Indian restaurant. We'll take a break from calling the ghetto in Detroit. We're only the first lady answered so far.
It is technically getting a bit late in Detroit now.
Yeah. Are there any other ghettos in the world? First lady. Nominators funded, good and plenty. Cigarette gum, gum, tape, and nerds. Black cash, razzle, gummy burns. Oh, gummy burns. He's the pixie sticks. I want to make an order. I don't want any bullshit, though, okay?
Want pussy.
Alright.
Hello?
Yeah, I want to make an order, but I don't want any bullshit.
I'd like to place an order, but I want some pussy.
May I know your phone number, sir, with your record?
Uh-huh, yeah. Right now?
Yes, sir, phone number?
313-215-2015.
420, I fuck your mother.
What's your first number, sir? The...
4? 313-215-2015? Yep.
Okay, and may I know your name, first name and last name?
Yeah, my name is Cruz.
And your last name?
That is my last name.
And what kind of food you like, sir?
Alright, I like one chicken biryani, if you have that.
How many spice? 1 to 10, 5 medium?
8.
Okay.
One chicken tikka masala, 10. Oh, oh, oh. 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 Hello?
Yes, sir.
Okay. One marachot.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear your voice. I'm sorry, sir.
One marachot.
We don't have that type of curry. We have mutton paneer. What are you asking for, sir? I didn't...
You have banchod?
Sweet. I'm sorry about that. I just went for it.
Oh, that's okay. I don't know what you were doing, but it's okay. I forget.
I was saying, trying to do a lines cross thing. I don't know. I'm starting to
spot. You're here. It's okay.
Oh, can I help you?
Yes, I was making an order.
I'm sorry, I didn't understand what you order. We don't have that type of food in menu.
You don't have banchod? You don't have sister for me?
We don't have North Indian, South Indian like that food.
But you don't have a sister for me to kiss and touch?
Hello?
Yeah, I was trying to make an order.
You like to make two order?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, so you already place order or you like to place order right now?
Well, I already did, but you want me to make it again, I guess?
So, what you had before, the chicken biryani, chicken tikka masala?
Uh-huh, chicken tikka masala, 10 hot, chicken biryani, 8 hot.
Okay, so chicken tikka masala is 10 hot?
Uh-huh.
Okay, no problem.
One papadoms?
One papadoms, okay, spicy number 10, okay, what else?
Okay, and then one mutter chot?
Are you a man or a woman?
Hello?
Which chop you told me?
Mutter chot?
This is a lamb chop, lamb lollipop?
No, matter chot.
What are you talking about, sir?
Or do you have a sister for me? Your sister?
What are you talking about, sir?
Sister, you know?
Ulu Capita?
I have your phone number, okay? I have your sister, though.
I'll have your sister if you have my phone number.
So I have your phone number, okay?
Your sister, oh yeah. We all have your sister, all four of us.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Good fight, but draw breakers who were to mic and ice, were to rain, blow bubbles, hubba bubbles, soda and pop rock, stupid in trouble, go Charles and Jews. India Palace. I think this is the 24th place. 24-hour now. But we'll call it. Am I missing any important numbers? Just more ghetto numbers, I think.
We do have, Nova was asking if you could call 7-Eleven Guest Relations, and we have the stuff from Tabachi as well.
Okay, yeah, give me the Tabachi stuff in this chat.
It's at the bottom.
No, give it all to me. Give it to me. Oh, yeah. Anyway, all right, so from Tabachi, already posted in here. So he posted, these are the numbers for the KFC branches?
That's, there's two branches he's narrowed it down to. It's one of those two.
And how do they, what happened exactly? How did the porn play? Like, are they neighbors of the KFC? They got the porn played? I don't understand.
Here, let me take a look. It doesn't really specify why it happened here. No trace of the
heartache and hardship embrace. KFC plays porn on TV in Oklahoma branch. Okay, inside the branch. Some things never change and always fit. Like when like, yo, you remember that shit? Well, back to basics, back to daily routines. Wow. From the borough of Queens, from halftime. It was the corner TV that was blasting a porn, I guess. Watch these sins drift under the bridge. Let me watch the video.
He went and got the manager. The manager.
Anyway, I guess someone was watching porn on the TV, and it's one of these two places. Okay, so we'll try to see if we can get.
Okay, I see. How can I help you?
Yes. Hi. I wanted to make a suggestion, please.
Excuse me.
Do you have TV? Is this where the TV thing happened with the TV?
Yeah, but our TV doesn't work.
But is this the place that had the problem with the TV?
Yeah.
So what happened exactly? Someone was masturbating and watching the TV? The porno?
Who is this, Leontre?
Yeah. What's up, man? Yeah.
The Derby?
Yeah, what's up, man? I was just kidding, man. How you doing, man?
Good.
Man, I'm just here jerking off.
This is for my people who ain't giving a fuck. Call him and say you're dropping loads.
Okay, we're representing you porn, and we want to shoot a porno on at that location.
Here, you can try that if you want.
Okay.
Either of you figure it out. Break it down. sorry, guys. I can call the other KFC just for the fuck of it.
Okay.
All right. But there's a digit missing in the number.
Shit, 1 second, let me see.
There is. Try every combination.
Oh, yeah, 1 second.
There's only 10.
It hundred. Is, that's my bad.
So you can just tell me the number.
There we go.
I got it, okay.
Hey, Carlito, do you remember Pipe Dreams?
Yeah, what happened?
They got shut down.
Oh, man, why?
Making oil.
No.
Really? Yeah, actually, I knew the owners for a while.
Were they making juices for whatever and sneaking in some oil making?
Nah, like they were just making it in the back or something, I guess. That's just what I heard.
Damn. Were they still in the same spot that they always were?
Yeah. They have like 4 locations now.
So they closed my cigar shop, Harry's and Oviedo?
I don't know. I haven't been to Oviedo in forever.
What about the sushi place? Is that still open?
Yeah, I've been to Bay Ridge probably in the past 3 years, probably 20 plus times.
Okay.
So together all the time.
That is a lot. That's my fucking favorite place to eat in Orlando. Well.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hello, this is Rick. I'm calling on behalf of YouPorn Limited. We heard about this situation at your KFC location. I was wondering if you guys would be open to booking a porn shoot at your location in promotion of our new program.
Nope.
I guess he didn't like that.
I will redial, but I doubt they'll answer. Time for my sleeping medication. I'm too jazzed up.
KFC, how can I help you tonight?
Hello, this is KFC?
Yes.
Hi, I'm calling on behalf of YouPorn Limited. We heard about the incident at your location. I was wondering if you would be open to letting us book a shoot there.
If we would be open, when?
If we could book a pornographic video shoot at your location. We'll pay for the days, obviously.
Are you kidding me?
No, we heard about the situation. It was all over the news. And
that's the problem people have, because they believe whatever the news said. It wasn't a porn show at all. But anyway, it wasn't a porn show. This guy just, maybe he was trying to be famous or something, but it wasn't a porn show. The proof is that the next day, we have a couple of channels who came here. So it wasn't a porn show at all. Anyway, I'm not about to discuss with that one with you, but there's nothing I can do.
So. Sir, do you actually... I'd rather speak to an American or someone who is in this country legitimately. Do you have someone like that there currently? I'd rather talk to someone who's more in charge than you.
Nah, man.
Right. Yes,
it's not very nice.
No, it's not.
Hey, Dwight. Your friend Artie's here. Remember him?
That's not true. Only like half of me is here right now.
Hello?
I'm sorry?
Yeah, man. Is this place that has the TV, man? We're playing the porno? Oh. Man. Oh, man. Man, are you there? Whatever. All right. They're probably getting a lot of calls like that.
Likely.
Oh, man.
Come on, man.
Have you called Charlie recently?
It's been a while. I laid off of him. It's been forever, actually. Fuck it. Hey, it's called Charlie. See how true.
Me and Charlie have quite a history, too.
And the horse, the Turkish horse. You know the Turkish horse went after me?
Wait a minute. Went after you?
He went after me, like, legally. It was crazy.
Did he get anywhere?
He got really mad. A little bit. Not really. No. He got really, really mad.
Like, did it go into your real life is what I'm saying?
No, I talked to him and I agreed that I'd leave him alone. But he agreed that he wanted to get mad at me if other people pranked him. Because I said, look, it's not my fault. Like, he was blaming me for stuff I wasn't doing. I was like, look, I'm just not doing this stuff. Well, you're saying it's other people, but it's not me. I'm sorry. It just happened. I'm sorry. I'll stop doing it. He's like, ooh.
Imagine my surprise when I got on the computer tonight and I find that Mr. Carlito's on.
Yeah, because I'm going to die Friday morning. I'm probably going to die in a surgery.
So no way.
200 West, motherfucker.
Yeah, oh yeah, Charlie doesn't like, well, actually, it's Charlie's kids that don't like me. I tell them Dwight's calling and I need to do an order, and they're like, oh, fucking Dwight, huh?
Well, you got them good with your Pepsi order once, too, like, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I was Dwight doing a Pepsi order, and then I called a couple weeks later, and I was Dwight, I was like the truck driver or the manager. Like, oh, two Dwights, huh?
Artie's the first person to get his cell phone number. He figured it out that he gets his number forwarded at night.
And then, it came on the voicemail that time. Like, you know, repeats it when...
Yeah.
No, that's not the same number.
Oh. Hey, Carlito, did you listen to that fucking Lunk Alarm after you got off last night?
Yeah, I did. I heard it.
That was fucked up.
That's crazy. Yo, Artie, so you know Planet Fitness, Artie?
Yeah, the judgment-free zone.
Yeah, so we've been calling them and having them burn out the Lunk Alarm by having a... You know they have a Lunk Alarm? Do you know about that?
What's a Lunk Alarm?
It's like this big-ass tornado siren that they got in all their places that they sound off if you're judging or if you're...
Really?
If you're grunting or you're making noise or dropping the weights and shit, they'll sound it at you, so we... We've been having them test it out by holding it down for long periods of time, and they burn out. But we'll do one now.
Ken's got the best record of 10 minutes, by the way.
It was 9, but yeah. But already last night, we called one on my show, and the dude only did it for like a minute before it burned out. And I'm sitting there bullshitting with him, trying to talk to a member, and he's like, what? They said that there's a smell of something burning. I don't know if it's the light or the wiring. Okay, they're saying there's smoke over there now. And I'm like, all right, you have a good night. I fucking hung up. I was like, fuck that.
Oh, shit.
I called back later just to make sure they weren't burnt down. They were still going.
Yeah, good.
I'll give you some Planet Fitness numbers. I got some.
Yeah, do that. Because I'm sure it smells, right? It might, I guess, but...
Yeah, as soon as I heard that, I was like, oh, shit.
Yeah, already they burn out. Usually after, like, what, 3 minutes now, they keep...
The lowest ones have been, like, 45 seconds.
You'll hear a real, like, high-pitched sound right when it's getting ready to go.
Then it dies. They're like, yeah, just the lights coming on, just the lights.
Also sounds like a plane's, like, taking a dive because it just can't keep up anymore.
Were we wanting to call 7-Eleven guest relations? I forget what was going on with that.
Yeah, and Nova was just requesting you do a general call to them.
A general call. Okay. Have you already called these, Dwight? Or
for guest relations.
These should be fresh, still. I mark them off as I call them.
All right. Oh, so you have to just copy paste. That's a good idea. I see what you did there. Is Baz around? He's green. Should I drop him in? I don't like just dropping people.
Thank you for
just
calling.
Just drop him in.
This is Mike. How can I help you?
Yes, hi. This is Eddie. I'm calling from the corporate office here in New Hampshire. How are you, sir?
Good. How are you?
Oh, I'm well. Thank you very much. Are you guys busy right now?
We got a few people in the gym, but I can talk for a minute.
Okay, good. That's why we usually make these calls from the IT department this late, because it's usually not as busy. Is your Lunk Alarm wired up and connected? We're not getting any pings back to the server here. At the market.
I'll go try it out real fast. Do you mind giving me a minute?
Yeah, sure.
All right, no problem.
Can I get
you a tamper later?
And how long you want a tamper? 8? All right. Oh, hey, what's going on, man? Give me 1 second. I'm on the phone with somebody. Oh, did you? Sir?
Yes?
Yeah, it works.
Okay, well, you did it for a short amount of time, but I don't know if you're aware, but it hasn't been pinging back to us here. Our marketing department uses the data from how often and at what times it's activated. I guess for marketing purposes. And it hasn't been connecting back via its internet connection on its IP address. Can I have you activate the alarm? It's going to be about 30 seconds. I can let you know as soon as the connection is reset. That's how we do if you could do that for me, I'll let you know as soon as I see it hits 100% and we can let it go.
Okay. There are quite a few people in the gym right now, so, would that be a problem?
No, not at all. It's built in where it'll automatically pitch down after it's held down for a certain amount. That's an OSHA requirement.
Okay. All right. I'll run it for a few seconds then.
Okay. I'll let you know. You'll have to wait until I let you know it's okay.
To start it?
Yeah. I'll start it now, and I'll let you know once it's fully connected back here, fully negotiates.
Okay. No problem.
All right. You ready? Go ahead. All right. And excuse me. What happened?
I thought you said stop. I'm like right underneath it. So.
No, I was at 5%. I'll holler. I'm going to holler.
Okay.
Yeah, go ahead. This is... Go ahead.
All right.
Okay, it's 100%. We got it.
All right, awesome. Thank you very much.
Thank you. God bless you. I have someone from the marketing department wanted to see about doing a customer survey with a Black Card member. Can I put him on the line real quick?
Any Black Card member?
Yes.
Are you a Black Card member?
Huh?
Are you a Black Card member?
Yeah.
You want to talk to somebody from my corporate?
What?
He just needs to do a quick survey.
He gets 3 months free membership.
Get free month membership.
3 free months.
All right. Here he is right here.
Thank you.
Hello?
Hello, sir. My name is Eddie Valente. I'm calling from the corporate office. This is a 3 minutes. This is a 3 minute survey, and you'll get a 3 month credit on your Black Card membership. Isn't that great?
Yes, absolutely.
Great. Here we go. First is, what is your age?
I'm 19.
19. How often a week do you come to this location on average?
Probably 2 to 3 times a week.
Two to three times a week, okay. All right. Do you ever use the shower here at this facility?
No, never.
Okay. Do you ever hear any moaning or groaning sounds coming from the shower or the bathroom stalls?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. All right. Would you be interested in special perks for lesbian, gay, and bisexual, transgender also known as LGBT black card.
Special perks? Like what?
Massage rooms that can be rented out by the hour for
So like separate?
Yeah, separate room you can close, and it has a bed. And
wait, just specifically for like LGBT or like lesbian or transgender or whatever?
Well, we would market it specifically to them and include it in a rainbow card, a new rainbow card.
Oh, I mean that. I'm not that, so it wouldn't apply to me. Okay. But
we have communal showers also planned.
Okay. I mean.
Okay. Would you be against?
Would I be against it? Yeah. No. I mean.
I mean,
the idea of like someone being able to have perks that I don't have in general. I don't know.
Well, you can have it. You can have it, but you would be. Okay. You would have a rainbow card, so you'd be identifying yourself as a member of that.
That's interesting. Are you guys really doing that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, we're tossing it around. We're just trying to gauge how you guys, our black card members, would feel about that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I would not oppose it. But,
okay. Now we're talking about you have as a rainbow card member, you could rent out a one bedroom with a queen size bed, clean sheets and pillows. There'd be mood lighting. Adult movies and magazines available. No. And a mirrored ceiling.
No?
Mm-hmm. It'd be you can use it.
Wait, are you guys turning into a hotel?
Well, no, we're just going to have separate suites that you can just use for what we call personal massage. It's strictly for massage.
So that'd be for the rainbow card?
Yeah, well, yeah, you'd be entitled to 1 hour a week usage of that.
And if you had a black card, you could not get that?
It's not included. You'd have to be a rainbow card member.
So it's just massages, though, right?
Well, we don't know what our members are doing in there. It's frankly, it's none of our business. We're a known judgment zone. So, black card members, however, will have the opportunity to buy $1 lubricants and condom, 3-pack condom packages. We're thinking about labeling them with PF, like a Planet Fitness logo.
I mean, that's chill. That's whatever.
Okay, but I mean, honestly, that's just, we're not saying it's for the use in that room, but we're also saying that we're not going in there and telling you what to do, you know?
That's hilarious. Yeah, I mean, I probably wouldn't get it.
You
but for people I want to do it, if you guys are really doing that, that sounds hilarious. Okay. I mean.
All right. Now, the next question is about the Lunk Alarm. Did you find the Lunk Alarm that was playing, was it too loud for you, or?
Actually, that's probably the second time I've heard it. The first time I heard it was when I got my membership, and they showed me that it was there.
Oh, really? So, they turned it on for you?
Yeah. When I first got my membership, I didn't get my membership at this location,
Oh, yeah. I like the sound of that.
Are you okay?
Oh, yeah. Great, honey. I'm so good now talking to you. Do you have Snapchat? Do you have Snapchat, sir?
Yeah, Snapchat.
Would you like to add our Snapchat?
No.
Well, can I add you to our Snapchat?
No.
Okay. Do you have a Twitter?
I do.
Can we have it?
No.
Okay. All right, motherfucker. You fucking asshole, motherfucker, you.
Do you want me back on the line? Hello?
Yeah, I don't know what his problem is. He called me an MF-er. He said MF for you to me, like that.
I didn't hear him say that.
He said it. I heard what he said, and that's disgusting.
You call him an MF-er? Hey, is this a joke, man? Because, like, this guy is... I was standing right next to him the whole time.
Sir, I'm telling you, he called me motherfucker.
I was standing next to him the whole time. I didn't hear him say it.
Well, we have it on tape. And I have you denying it here, and you're going to get reprimanded for that also. Because you're judging right now.
Yeah, I'm going to hang up.
What kind of judgment is this you're making to hang up?
Artie doesn't believe that it burned out. He's saying it didn't.
Yeah, it burned out, sir.
That guy got done and he just let it go.
No, man, they burn out.
That's a light switch. He doesn't let it go.
Yeah, I could have.
He
asked,
just switches it on.
Yeah, you can ask them. I probably should have. But I said, can you turn it back on? Is the light on? Yes. It's not making any noise. the little engine dies out. It struggled for a while though. That was one of the stronger ones. Must have been one of those good American made ones, like those Japanese Chinese ones.
So how long are you thinking of staying on?
I was thinking about ending right now, to be honest with you.
Oh really? Because I gotta go.
Well, I gotta go too anyway.
I was just gonna go out for like 30 minutes.
Oh no, I gotta get to sleep. I gotta work tomorrow.
All right, sweet. That's perfect.
All right, well, there you go. Thanks, Artie, for being a hey man. Don't be a stranger to me, at least. You know, talk to me once.
Yeah, how often do you do shows? Like you never talked to me for a while, so like I kind of fell off, and then you know what I mean.
And you partied. Yeah. Well, I'm for the next 2 months, I'm not going to be working, so I can do them during the day. But I do Sunday nights as my regular night. Sundays.
Okay.
But there's a show here every night, man. And I'm usually like if Dwight's doing a show, I'm usually joining him. I'm on all week, basically. I keep intruding on everyone else's show. Sorry, guys. Yeah. Artie, yeah, but just hit me up, man, okay? Thanks.
All right, man.
All right, so, yeah, see ya. Dwight, hey, man. Sorry, you didn't get to do a prank, right? Sorry.
No, I didn't.
You want to do one real quick?
It's up to you. I mean, if you need to do what you need to do. You know?
I feel bad. All right, let me get Artie back just in case. He doesn't say, oh, he kicked me off. Do I have any more of these places?
I put a couple in there.
Well, I've called two already, I think. No, or I called just one. That's right.
I think you called the first one there. It was a hit. It was sunk his battleship. I did.
Yo.
And we decided to do more pranks. So I don't want you to feel left out. But you can hang up if you gotta go.
Well, I'm gonna go in like 2-3 minutes.
Whatever you want. Dwight's taking a turn.
Is anyone going to hop on after this?
I don't know.
John, how may I help you?
How you doing, John? This is Dylan calling from the corporate office. How you doing tonight?
Good.
Good, fantastic. You guys busy in there?
A little bit.
All right. The reason I'm calling, sir, is I got a list here from the marketing department, and it seems we're having an issue with one of your more sensitive pieces of equipment.
What's that?
We're having an issue with your Lunk alarm, the connection, the internet connection behind it.
I didn't realize there was an internet connection for it.
Well, yeah, what it does is sends data back over to the marketing department. They use it for promotions, and they figure out apparently different ways to get members in there. And they're telling me that in the past 72 hours, they're not receiving a signal back from it.
Well, I mean, what do you want me to do?
Well, do you know, has the Lunk alarm been turned on, like, in the last 72 hours? Is that your personal knowledge, or?
Yeah, I just turned it on last night.
All right. Do you mind just activating it real quick so I can hear it and confirm that it's on?
Unfortunately, I can't do that.
Why is that?
Nobody's doing anything.
You're talking about the memo that we sent out, right?
I have no clue what you're talking about.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, no, we sent out a nationwide memo and said unless corporate calls, you're not to activate the Lunk alarm because we had some jokesters calling. And trying to trick everyone into turning it on, and they started, I don't know, their games and stuff.
Yeah.
And we're just calling now to try to get it fixed, because some of the locations, you won't believe it, but they actually burned out the Lunk alarms.
Well, ours is working. Unfortunately, I can't turn it on for you.
I mean, I need at least a 2-second blast just to confirm.
Sorry, sir, I have to take care of my.
We are training approximately 40 personnel, 18 of them specific.
I. Yeah, no, he's aware of the memo. He tried to lie and say he didn't. Yeah, that's the other thing, Artie. They sent out a nationwide memo about what we were doing.
Yeah.
That's fucking funny.
We've had it aired out and everything.
What was it, after, like, second day? Like, after that weekend? Like, yeah, there was a memo put out?
But we hit it up hard for a whole week, dude. Like, every show was like...
I have an idea. What? You should call LA Fitness and ask them to drain the pool.
There's a floater in the pool.
Let's see how many you can do there.
Thank you for calling Planet Fitness. This is Teresa.
How you doing, Teresa? This is Dylan. I'm calling from the corporate office. How are you doing tonight?
Good, and you?
Not too bad. Actually, get off of work here in about 25 minutes or so.
Lucky you.
You work in the overnight shift?
Yeah.
Yeah. I know how that is. I used to have that shift. But the reason I'm calling tonight is we got a memo here from the marketing department about a piece of your equipment possibly malfunctioning.
Which one?
Well, they're saying that your LUNK alarm, they're not receiving a signal back from it.
I actually don't know, honestly.
Well, what they're saying is they use the information that shoots back to their department, and they use it to do promotions and marketing research to get members back in. And they said they haven't received a signal. So do you know if it's working? Have you activated it?
Let me press it real quick and see if it works.
Sure.
But hold on.
All right.
It does work.
All right. All right. What we're going to have to do, if you don't mind hanging on the phone with me there, we're going to have to do a reset of the system real quick. You don't have to do anything special other than I have to have the LUNK alarm activated while I monitor the progress from back here until we reach 100%, and then you can let it go, and we'll get it reset, and we'll get the marketing department off of my back here.
Okay.
So if you could... is this the push button model or the light switch model?
We have to push a button.
You got to push and hold the button?
Yeah.
Okay. What I'm going to have you go ahead and do, is there a telephone close by that you can keep the phone so you can hear me?
Not really.
Okay. What I'm going to have you go ahead and do is just go ahead and go over there and push it. And we're going to leave it on, since you can't hear me and we can't monitor it, we're going to leave it on for 2 minutes straight. Do you have a clock that you can look at and keep the time?
Yeah, I can set it. Can I just go ahead and tell the members real quick that I'm going
to... Oh, yeah, no problem. Tell them it's a test.
Okay, hold on just a second. Let me just tell them, because they're going to be just looking at me.
Okay, no problem. Boom, boom, boom. Boom, 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 boom. That's not very nice, Teddy. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Oh, that's me.
Huh? Test. I don't get it.
I think she put you on hold. You're going to know while you're on hold.
That's some serious echo.
Yeah.
Been backfeeding through Mr. Beef there.
Sorry.
Oh, no problem.
Do we keep holding? What do we do? I'm going to call back.
Yeah, I'd say hang up, call her back. Probably get rid of that echo off of her line.
Three, 1, 6, 4, 4, 0.
What's she doing? Warning everybody in the place?
Yeah. All right. Now I'm done. Now I'm done for real. See you guys. Right. Bye. Thanks, everybody.
Hey.
Good night. Thanks for having me on.
Hey. Good night. Thanks for having me on.
Penis cake.
All right. Penis cake. Exactly. Well, here we are at the end of our show. Thank you very much for tuning in. Those dead. Let's see if I can find a good end show song here. What we got. Okay, well, look. I don't know when I'll be back again. I'm hoping to be back, you know, next week for a daytime show whenever I feel up to it. I'm sure I'm going to be hurting there for the first weekend of an ankle fusion surgery. But the hope is for me to be able to get home after the next 2 or 3 days. The first 2 or 3 days. As long as there's no complications. Now, the problem is, usually I have complications. Because I'm not a healthy guy, so that's what happens to me. But we're hoping that this time that is not the case. No anemia problems, no blood pressure problems, nothing like that. Okay? Yeah, I will catch you guys next week, hopefully. But in the meantime, RBCP's in charge of the network.